I'm Rachel Kramer. It's time now for our check-in with David McCumber, the editor of the Montana Standard in Butte. This week, he spoke with MTPR's Mike Albans.
Thank you for joining us today.
Mike, it's my pleasure as always.
Has there been anything coming out of Helena over the past 3 weeks that's caught your attention? Any surprises so far?
I think that a lot of it's been fairly predictable. It's going to be a very tough session budget-wise. It's going to be very hard for initiatives that don't have money attached or that are new to get any traction. But I have been struck with three bills that have all had sort of varying fates, but may have the cumulative effect of the action on the three of them may make it more dangerous to drive in Montana, and I think that's kind of interesting.
So you're talking about Representative Daniel Zollenkopf's proposed bill that would allow vehicle passengers to consume alcohol.
The concept is that we're over-regulating people and that we need to not infringe on people's personal rights. And that's a libertarian concept. That is a fine concept. But when it comes to enabling more alcohol in the passenger compartment of a vehicle, in this day and age, it seems like a pretty troublesome trend. And attached to that is the fact that if this were to pass, that it would affect what we could do with a lot of the federal highway funding that we get. A lot more of it would have to go toward safety and a less of it to construction, which, you know, obviously the federal government uses that hammer to try to get states to do certain things that they think are in the interest of safety. And there's some resistance to that sort of pressure in the legislature. But I think that, you know, it's troubling to think that, you know, if you're driving and everybody else in the car is drinking and it's as simple as passing your drink to the passenger when if you get stopped, I think that that's a concern.
That's about $9.6 million at risk. And there's another bill challenging the right of municipalities to ban the use of cell phones while driving, as well as one on the mandatory use of seatbelts, which actually was defeated rather quickly. Do you think those bills together might have a real impact on public safety on our roads and elsewhere?
These three bills put together, the cumulative effect is certainly not going to be good for highway safety for the average Montana. But I think what's missed in it is that there's a concrete result. 77% of Montanans use seatbelts compared with 88% nationwide. Of our more than 200 fatalities on Montana roads last year, more than 100 of those involved an unseatbelted driver. So, you know, it seems to me that the population as a whole has a certain interest in highway safety, and that interest might supersede the libertarian desire to give everybody the opportunity to endanger themselves and others in the process.
Is there anything else on your radar coming out of Helena?
It's going to be fascinating to see what happens with infrastructure situation. As you know, in the last session, the infrastructure bill died by one vote the last day of the session. There's been a lot of back and forth on that. The Republican side tends to define infrastructure much more narrowly than the governor does. The governor's indicated that he wants to get this fight out of the way early in the session, but it looks to me like because of the budget implications, it'll probably come down to the wire again.
Shifting off to the federal level, what are your thoughts about the pending confirmation of Scott Pruitt and his possible impact on Montana as EPA chief?
He's an interesting choice. I mean, he's basically made a career out of suing the agency he's now nominated to lead. I think he sued the EPA 16 times, right around there. He has advocated the gutting of clean air and clean water rules, and he would suddenly be in the position of enforcing those rules. So I think that there's widespread question. He's a climate change skeptic. So I think that if he does get confirmed, and certainly the odds are in his favor, we need to watch very closely how he structures the administration, who his chief deputy administrators and regional administrators are going to be, what the stance on litigation is going to be, what the level of activity on Superfund is going to be. There's a ton of questions, and I'm not one to cry before I'm hurt, but I think that there are a lot of people who are pretty nervous about it in Montana, particularly here in Butte, where we have the largest Superfund site in the country right here. We are many, many years being done, and we need the EPA's role as an enforcer for the Superfund in order to have a good cleanup. So there's a lot at stake. When people have expressed concern to me about it, I've said, hey, you know, the EPA hasn't been that great in Butte under the Obama administration, so I'm not going to begin wearing sackcloth and ashes yet. I'm going to wait and see what Pruitt or whoever the eventual administrator is, what they do. But I think that it's very important that we hold EPA accountable to perform the core functions that it designed. I mean, if the EPA suddenly is not fulfilling its role, Superfund, that's going to put a lot of pressure on the state government to step up. I just think that as a state, we have to wait, see what feds do, and then we'll know what kind of a pickle we're in.
I'd like to thank David McCumber, editor of the Montana Standard, for answering our questions today. Have a great new year, David.
Thanks so much.
David McCumber is the editor of the Montana Standard in Butte. He spoke with MTPR's Mike Albans. I'm Rachel Kramer.